So, why Mahaprabhu left rest of the world and only preach in India? Sometime and many time, Lord wants to glorify His devotees. And for that reason, He leaves certain tasks behind for His devotees to execute. Just like in the case of Krishna and Arjuna, Pandava, he had conquered and killed all Kaurava's army. And he told Arjuna, Vimitta Matra Bhava Savisachi, that you become Nimitta. I have done everything, but you do it. So Arjuna gets all glories. So Arjuna get all the glories because Krishna wanted to glorify Arjuna. The same thing here with Mahaprabhu. He said, Prithviti Achayat Nagaradigraham Sarvatra Prachar Hoye Mora Naam. He said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, throughout the world my holy name will be preached. Sarvatra Prachar, preaching. Hoye Mora Naam, my holy name will be preached throughout the world. So he left this particular task beyond the ocean, Indian Ocean, for his devotees. And as Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted, Bhaktivinoda Thakur could have done it, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur could have done it, but he left it for Prabhupada. He said, soon, what is the topmost army, the general, will appear and he will preach all throughout the world Lord Chaitanya's gospel and will bring all the people under one roof. And especially he said white people will chant Gauranga, Gauranga with Indian devotees. They will chant Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan Gaur Hari. So it was predicted by Lord Chaitanya and Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Srila Prabhupada will execute that task. And they wanted Srila Prabhupada to take that credit. Very obvious, it is very, very obvious that Prabhupada is the one who has done it. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent sannyas, disciple of his, Bhavan Maharaj and others, to preach in Western world, London, Germany. Even with the instruction that even if you have to serve them Sunday feast some meat, serve, don't worry. Serve them me, make them Krishna conscious. But they couldn't do it because it was the credit supposed to go to Prabhupada. So it gone to Prabhupada. Some of the Prabhupada's god brother minimized his preaching and did not give him credit. Lord Chaitanya predicted, and what you have done. But Prabhupada said, you know, he gave that famous example of Columbus. The Columbus, he found America, and his companion did not give him credit. You're supposed to go to India, and you wind up in America. What is this? They did not give him credit. They did not want to give him any credit, Columbus. So Columbus said that, please make this egg stand on the end. And they all try to make this egg stand on the end. And they couldn't do it. So Columbus took the egg, he broke the egg, and he made the egg stand on the end. So he gets the credit. Columbus gets the credit. Nobody could make the hand stand on egg, but he just broke it and put it like that, and egg was standing. So still, you know, he gets the credit. So they don't want to give him credit. Same thing with Prabhupada. It was decided by Lord that Prabhupada will do it. By Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Prabhupada will do it. And he will get the credit. And he got the credit. So Lord Chaitanya could do it, Krishna could do it, many could do it, but it was left for Prabhupada. And Prabhupada did it. Now Prabhupada left it to us. And we are doing wonderful. We are doing wonderful. Rasiya, the Hare Krishna explosion has taken place in Ukraine and Russia and many places. India recently. India is booming in Krishna consciousness, left and right. And there are so many other nations. Maybe Europe and America, maybe little down. The rest of the world is booming Krishna consciousness. And that is Prabhupada's causeless mercy. If he did not come up with so many topmost potency, like writing books, English, knowing English, and managerial capabilities, and purity, people could easily accept him, trust him, love him. He could relate to people very easily, and he could push people in their own propensities, distributing deity worship, prasad making, festival making, printing books, singing, harinam. So many ways Prabhupada devised a different method of preaching, and they were all successful. Rathi Yatras, Janmasmi festival, building temples throughout the world. This is his managerial ability and controlling the disciple and public and people to spread Krishna consciousness, life membership program. So many things he did, Prabhupada. Guest house, rural communities, self-sufficient communities. Prabhupada time in Australia, there was 25,000 acre farm, Gulambam or something, Gulamba, something. New Vrindavan farm community, big farm community. Saranagata, Gita Nagari farm community, cow protection program. So Prabhupada had this ability. And he exhibited that. People may give him credit or may not give him credit, but he deserves the credit. So Lord Chaitanya left it for Prabhupada. And the other day one woman was asking me a question about Gaudiya Math and ISKCON. Should I go both places? Or should I go one or should I go other? And I said, you have to be thankful and you have to be very loyal, faithful to whoever gave you Krishna consciousness in terms of books or temples or devotees or association or festival. Who gave you this? Gaudiya Math or ISKCON? Prabhupada is ISKCON. who gave you this? And then you have to become faithful to that. And ultimately you will have to also accept a spiritual master. So then you have to make up your mind. You want Gaudiya Math, spiritual master from there, or spiritual master from here? And if you accept from Gaudiya Math, you will have difficulty in ISKCON. If you accept in ISKCON, you will have difficulty in Gaudiya Math. So you have to make up your mind. It is up to you. We cannot tell you that you take up ISKCON. So like that, Prabhupada has a potency, Krishna Sakti Vinanam Tara Pravartan. Prabhupada had that genuine potency by which he can preach. Anybody he preached to, it went through their heart and mind and they surrender. So that is Krishna Sakti given to Prabhupada. Krishna Sakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. One cannot preach the gospel of Krishna consciousness without being empowered by Krishna. So that personality is Prabhupada. And it is proclaimed by all the Vaishnavas. So right after Prabhupada left, there was a big huge meeting in Vrindavan glorifying Prabhupada by all other Vaishnava acharyas. And they all proclaimed that this is Sakta Veshavtar of Krishna for preaching Krishna Bhakti. So, very obvious that Lord Chaitanya left this credit for preaching to Western world for Srila Prabhupada. So he invested that energy into Prabhupada. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to glorify his devotee Prabhupada and give him this credit. That is Prabhupada. So we can go to the next one. That is how to remain Krishna conscious in our day-to-day life. So, first of all, Rupa Goswami's instruction in Nectar of Instruction should be followed. And that is Utsaham Nishchayat Dhairyat Tatatata Karma Pravartanat Sangatyagat Sato Vritte Sadavira Bhakti Prasiddhati. Siddhati, perfected, Prasiddhati. You can enhance, you can remain in Krishna consciousness very easily if you follow Rupa Goswami's instruction. Utsaha, we have to keep enthusiasm. We keep enthusiasm for earning money, sports, watching video, movie, whatever, browsing around on computer, and so much enthusiasm for so many different things. Almost like addiction. So much enthusiastic for certain things that they are addicted to it. They are enthusiastic for drinking, smoking, watching movies, going after boyfriends, girlfriends, and so much enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for many things. If you can remain enthusiastic for pleasing Krishna, I want to please Krishna, and I have this many number of years, and that's it. If you are halfway, then you have half number of years left. What is that half? Can be different for different people. If you are near death, then you have that many number of days or months or years. Like Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days, and he was very enthusiastic to remain Krishna conscious and to enhance his Krishna consciousness. So he left whole kingdom, queen, everything, thrown his child Janmanjaya, and he immediately went. He renounced everything and went on the bank of Ganga. So then he sat down. So all rishis, munis, they find out that in 7 days Taksak is going to bite him. And for that reason, he has renounced everything and he is seeking some help from saintly people. So all the sages rush to the site where Parikshit Maharaj sat down. All sages of the universe, they came there. And Vyasadeva, Narada Muni, and Parasar Muni, and all exalted devotees were saintly people, became Brahmarshi, Rajarshi, and all rishis, munis came. And then at the end, Sukadeva Goswami just walking into the scene. And everybody, he respected Sukadeva Goswami. Everybody respected him. He was just a young boy, 10, 11 years. And all other rishi munis were very old, but he was so high in Krishna consciousness. He was very elevated in realizing transcendental mellow of devotional service. So all rishis, munis, they respected him. And Parikshit Maharaj accepted him as his guru. And in 7 days, he wants to finish his business of attaining high level of Krishna consciousness. So he was enthusiastic, not that Taksak is going to kill me and I can counteract the Srat or I can counteract the curse. And he is able to counteract the curse. He is a pure devotee, Parikshit Maharaj. And his son, after Takshak bite him, his son Janmanjaya did the fire sacrifice to kill all the snakes of the universe. And all the snakes came running there at the sacrifice and were throwing themselves into the fire. All the snakes was burning them. So that kind of potency his son had. Parikshit Maharaj, he had even more potency. So he could undo the curse, but he did not. He saw that opportunity to become Krishna conscious in 7 days and at the end go back to home and to God. So that is enthusiasm. We have to be very enthusiastic. We want to make money? We are so enthusiastic that you go to university, school for up to 25 years of age and then you start working. You study for money and then you start working for money. So much enthusiasm. They wake up early morning for study. They give so many exams. Every day almost there is an exam. And that is up to 25 years. So much austerity and so much enthusiasm. I want to become doctor. I want to become lawyer. So we have to become enthusiastic in order to remain Krishna conscious. We should be enthusiastic. Utsaha, nichay, strong determination. And I don't want this Maya. I don't want this sense gratification. Nichay. I want Krishna. I want my Guru to be pleased. Very important. Guru aspect, living Guru, Pragat Guru, is very important. Because you can see Krishna, you can see His instruction, you can see much. But Guru can check you, how you are progressing. and you have somebody to please to, and that is your guru. So you always will remain enthusiastic to please your guru. And that is devotion, that is Krishna consciousness. And guru is not a cheater. You can put full faith in him, and that's why his instructions will be for our betterment in Krishna consciousness. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadu, yasya prasadat nagati kutopi, dhyayam stuvam stasya syastri sandhyam, vande guru sri charanarvinda. Guru is pleased, Krishna is automatically pleased. If you please a child of mother or a father, an automatic mother, father are pleased. So we have to follow his instruction, Rupa Goswami's. Utsaha, nischaya, dhairya, dhiraj, patience. We should be very patient that one day Krishna will bestow his mercy on me. If not today, one day Guru will be bestowing his mercy on me. If not today, patient. That Sabri is a famous example. She was told by his Guru Matanga Rishi that one day Lord Ramchandra will come and bestow mercy upon you. Your Lord will come one day. She waited. She was a very young girl. And she waited until she became old lady. 30,000 some years she waited for Lord Ramchandra. That is patience. That Krishna will bestow his mercy upon me. I am not to the mark today. I am not coming up to the mark today. So one day I will. We should have patience. Tata tata karma pravartana. That we have to engage around the clock in ninefold devotional service to Krishna. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Sakhyam, Dasyam, Atmanivedanam. So, Sravanams, here, lectures of Prabhupada, Guru, Vaishnava. We should hear a whole day lectures, Krishna Katha. And if you are tired of hearing, then Sravanam Kirtanam, chant the holy name of the Lord. And if you are tired of chanting, then meditate on Lord and his pastime, Lord's devotee and their pastime, Gurudev, Prabhupada. Meditate on Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam. We can worship the lotus feet of Lord by meditating on them. Pada Sevanam, offering prayers, arati, archanam, vandanam, offer your obeisances. Raghunath Das Goswami was offering 1,000 obeisances a day to Vaishnavas and deity. So, vandanam, dasyam, becoming servant of the servant, sakhyam, becoming friend to Krishna, dasyam, sakhyam, atmanivedanam, consigning everything that we possess to Krishna. Manasa deha geho, yoki chumure, arpilu tuyapade nanda kishura. So this tata-tata karma pravartanat, sangati agat, that we should give up the company of non-devotees, meaning not to over-indulge with non-devotees. As much as necessary, we can interact with them. And rest, our interaction should be with the devotees of the Lord. It's very important. Sangati agat satovrutte. Satovrutte means following the footsteps of previous acharyas, following the footsteps of guru and acharya. Tata tata karma pravartanat sangati agat satovrutte. Sarvir Bhakti Prasiddhati. By this, we can remain Krishna conscious forever. And how we can destroy our Krishna consciousness? That is also stated. Atyahar, overeating, prayasascha, over collecting mundane material things. Atyahar, prayas, to over endeavor for obtaining, for getting the thing which is very difficult to obtain. Over endeavoring. That will destroy our Krishna consciousness. Because over endeavoring means 8 hours will not do. You have to work 16 hours. Because you are over endeavoring for obtaining mundane material things. So that is prayas. Prajalpa, unnecessary talking, like a frog. Frog is unnecessary talking in monsoon weather, round, round. And snake at the night hears this sound and goes there and just eats frog up. So this unnecessary talking can spoil your life. We should only talk about Krishna, holy name, devotees, anything in connection with Krishna, and the rest we should keep mum. Because more you talk, the sooner your body will get worn out and death will come sooner. There are so many breaths you can have in the life. So that is called prajalpo, unnecessary talking, gramya katha, talking about mundane material things, and that will destroy. It will not let us remain in Krishna consciousness, mundane consciousness. Atyahar prayasasya prajalpo niyamagraha janasangasya lolyamcha. Greediness and company of non-devotees and prajalpo niyamagraha janasangasya lolyamcha. Janasangas, company of non-devotees. Sarvir bhakti vinasyati. By that, we can destroy our Krishna consciousness. We cannot remain on Krishna consciousness. If you do one thing, over endeavoring for mundane material things, if you work 8 hours, 10 hours a day, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, there is no time for you to practice Krishna consciousness. There is no question of remaining Krishna conscious. So, remaining Krishna conscious, the biggest thing one can do is associate with the devotees of the Lord. If it is difficult on a personal level, not nearby, then call up or email or live talk that Skype or some program, what is that? Or so many, now everybody has email. Every female is on email. And every male is on Gmail. So much communication. So you can communicate with devotees live, even live, across the globe. So easy communication. And that can be the very nice tool for remaining Krishna conscious. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Other place Lord Chaitanya says, that khaite, suite, yatha tatha nam loy, des kal niyam nahi, Sarva Siddhi Hoi, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. That you associate with holy name of the Lord. You chant holy name of the Lord. It can make you remain on Krishna conscious plane, transcendental plane, chanting of Hare Krishna. Because Krishna's name is Krishna and independent. It is not dependent on anything, rules and regulations or anything. So to remain Krishna conscious, it is easy for simple-hearted and very hard for crooked people, Prabhupada says. So in our days, old days, Prabhupada days, there was so much high pressure built up in our society, ISKCON society, that every minute you have to do Krishna conscious activity. You have to do Krishna conscious chanting, not then worshipping, if not then reading, if not then preaching, if not then distributing books, not then cooking, cleaning. You have to do something in relation to Krishna every minute. That was the pressure built up in our society that time. Devotees were trained like that. And even today I feel uncomfortable when I am not doing something in connection with Krishna. Very uncomfortable. So you can train yourself one activity after another activity in Krishna consciousness. It's a matter of training oneself, disciplining. Discipline. Disciple means discipline. So we can discipline ourselves in Krishna consciousness. So easy for those who are determined and want to make it easy to remain Krishna conscious. Very easy. Why it's very easy? Because Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sabya Karunai Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Kare Uday. Krishna consciousness. Love of Krishna is there right now for eternity. There was and there is right now and there will remain. Always in our heart. Love of Krishna. Nitya Siddha. Eternally. So it is there already. All you have to do is just little effort you have to make to reawaken. Krishna consciously, you have to stir your heart, or vibrate your heart, or do something by which that love of Krishna which is sleeping can be awakened, reawakened. So it is natural, it is there in your heart. Krishna consciousness is there already. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. It is there already. But we have to do something so that it can be awakened. And that is chanting. That is chanting. That is hearing. So it is natural for us. A little endeavor. Krishna will help rest. We have to just put little effort. And rest, Krishna will help us. Spiritual master will help us. The devotees, Vaishnavas will help us. Lord, Vigraha, Archa Vigraha will help us. So many help we have. But we have to be willing. Willing. That willingness, desire has to be produced. Then everything becomes easy. We have to desire right. So we have to desire to reawaken our Krishna consciousness and be steady in Krishna consciousness. Then easy. Krishna will help. So any question about this? Okay, how to stay in Krishna consciousness while preaching to non-devotees? Give them association and not get their association carefully. So how to stay in Krishna consciousness to preach to them? So Prabhupada says that you have to catch the fish without getting wet. So we have to give them association, not to take. And give them Krishna consciousness without getting influenced by them. And that's a technique. You have to become strong. And if you are strong in Krishna consciousness, then you become contagious. Pure. If you are pure and Krishna conscious, then your acharan will do prachar. So, prachar, vichar and achar goes together. Vichar, our consciousness, should be Krishna conscious. And achar means we practice, whatever we practice. It should be strong Krishna consciousness. Then automatically preaching will be done. By looking at you, by having your darshan, by being with you, they will feel like asking you question. They will see that you are successful in your life, having such a bright Krishna consciousness. They will want to ask you. So, achar is not like mukh mein ram, bagal mein churi, means you are speaking nice, but in your hand there is knife. So, in other words, it is called hypocrisy. So that hypocrite cannot preach. But if you are genuine devotee practicing Krishna consciousness, then they will take up that. Just like Prabhupada, he was so pure, and his achar, his behavior, his practicing Krishna consciousness, everything was so pure. So devotees, they take up. He was only giving classes for twice a week. That's it, in the beginning, in 26th Avenue, New York. But because of his purity, his behavior, they all take up Krishna consciousness from him, because Prabhupada became contagious due to his purity. So you have to catch a fish without getting wet. We have to preach to them without getting their contamination. That is the technique one has to learn from Nityananda. He was ordered by Lord Chaitanya to preach in Bengal, Haridas Thakur and Nityananda. So Nityananda, he would knock the door, and when the householder opened the door, he would fall flat at the lotus feet. And then he will say, "My dear sir, please forget whatever knowledge you have acquired, but you just accept the divine lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and his teachings. Please chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." And he would make them chant holy name. So he even tried to give Hare Krishna Mantra to Jagai and Nagai, Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. And at the end they gave, because their acharan, their level of Krishna consciousness was very high. So Jagai and Madai became devotees. So achar, vichar, prachar, we have to do all these things at one level. Then we can preach without getting whipped, without getting their nonsense. We can give a word, idea, Krishna consciousness. 90% of the devotees became devotees by books, and 10% became devotees by prasad, and maybe another 10% by harinam, and maybe another 10% by coming to temple and seeing, getting association of devotees, how nice they are, how much they are concerned about my well-being, how nicely they are greeting me, how nicely they are serving me prasad, serving me different, how nicely they are talking to me, preaching to me. So like that. Any question about this?
How to avoid this dangerous mentality? At least I think it's dangerous. You think that everybody else is less worth than we, the ISKCON devotees. I see this sometimes in myself, and it's not very good mentality, I think. It's good to have, to see equality.
Yes.
Because it is preached in a way.
It's very important. You can only preach if you are compassionate, not puffed up. The compassionate nature should be there. Lord Chaitanya was compassionate. But these people are suffering. Let me give them Krishna consciousness. Not that I am Lord Balaram, and everybody should immediately surrender to me. He can do that. He can make everybody surrender like that. But that's not the idea, original idea of Krishna. It's not forcefully you can make somebody love you. That's not original. The idea is to become compassionate. People are suffering. How I can help them? By giving Krishna consciousness, original thing that can make them most fortunate. That compassion, not puffed up mentality. That's why I said achar, vichar. Acharan means behavior. Behaving as thorough Vaishnava. That is achar. Achar means Vaishnava behavior one must have. Then automatically you will get preached to the group. They see you and they will get preached. But if you have puffed up, oh, he is degraded man and I am so exalted Vaishnava, that will not convey the message. That is true. You are right.
Because new devotees, especially I think, we have that mentality. Because we read Prabhupada's books, he talks about the rascal and the rogues.
Yes.
And we haven't developed yet the mentality of
new. Yes, but Prabhupada was at a different level.
He was compassionate, yes.
Yes, and at a different level.
Yeah.
What was that his level? That everybody and anybody immediately accepted him as their authority. Whether he's a prime minister, or he's a professor, or he is a hippie, or he is whatever. Immediately they accepted his authority because of his purity. Because of his purity. And that's why he can say fools and rascals. Even Krishna says fools and rascals. Avajananti mam mudha manusim janam. So Krishna, immediately anybody and everybody will accept Krishna. So much knowledge, so much supremacy, so much control, so much Ishwar Bhav. Who will not accept Krishna immediately, whatever he says? Accept fools and rascals like Duryodhana. Even Duryodhana accepted it. He is God, he is most powerful. And that's why he went to have him on his side for fighting. You know, everybody accepted Prabhupada as being an exalted person. We have to hear to him. Whatever he is saying for me, even he says fools and rascals, I have to hear him. Because his purity was speaking. The acharan will speak more than your words. Purity will speak more than your words.
So then probably it is better that younger devotees not to preach directly, but help senior devotees to preach.
Exactly. Especially distribute books. You just pass out the books. And in that, you are preaching, you are passing out the book, he's preaching, big is preaching, but not getting wet. You just take money, give him book, and for that you can develop your technique. Hello sir, hello sir. And then, you know, you can make up your sentences, lines. We used to call lines. You have to have your lines together to tell to people. And then it penetrates into their heart. And then pass out the book, simple preaching.
Compassion, how do you develop compassion?
How do you develop compassion? You become compassionate by having mercy on those people who are suffering. Suppose somebody is drowning. So we know that he is suffering, he is drowning. So then let me have a compassion. Let me save him. So you can try to save him. So you have to practice compassion. How to develop it? You can practice developing it. So compassion means you want to help them. You want to help them. So we can go to the next one. So last one is Kirtan, retreat, Japa retreat of His Holiness Sachidananda Swami Maharaj, and I know he is very good at giving this retreat. He wrote a book also on this. Very nice. So when you attend his retreat on chanting holy name, it is very enlivening, very inspiring. So it inspires so much. So it while coming back and while being at home for many days, it remains with us, but eventually we tend to forget. So one thing we can do is we can hear whatever is said in retreat, his CD, his lecture. Very important to hear, you know, exalted personalities like Sachidananda Maharaj. So we can hear every time, every once in a while, and we can resume it, and we can see that mood as if we are there. So we can repeat this retreat again and again. And, you know, pictures or videos, so many ways. Because we got japed by this retreat. So then we should keep reminding ourselves about this retreat. And the easiest way to remind yourself is hearing, seeing videos, or chanting with him. Put his chanting CD or whatever you have. So, like that, we can practice today life. Hare Krishna. Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi.